I'm out on the streets. That's a car. That's a car. Snorlax pillows, you say? That does sound somewhat appealing. I don't know, I feel like I've become a little more serious about pillows for my head over the past little bit here. You know, it's like I don't want no $7 pillow. I'm not looking for no cheap pillows. I want a good, I'll pay the right price for the right pillow for my fucking face. If that's what it takes for me to have a level of comfort in bed when I sleep. And we have a cat that'll get hair around a lot. So, like, the idea of getting, like, decorative pillows for a couch or something like that. Like, hey, look at this. It's Snorlax. Like, that would just get covered in hair. Just get covered in fur, you know? Still, though, Snorlax pillows, that sounds powerful. Freeway looking a little dicey this morning. A little fucked up. Was it a big Pokemon morning or something like that? Didn't the Sun and Moon stuff get announced yesterday? But, like, there wasn't that much detail. I don't know. Damn kids talking to Pokemon. What is... Officially announced. All right, sure. Okay. Surprise, everyone. They're going to make another Pokemon video game. Can you believe it? I was pretty sure they were done. Talks about Pokemon anymore. I'm sure, like, it's just become one of those things that is quietly, insanely popular and still and all that stuff, but I feel like I don't know anyone who cares at all about Pokemon really anymore. I had my time with it, and, you know, I thought that I don't know, the Pokemon you were first introduced to becomes, like, these are the Pokemon that matter, and all the ones that came after, who fucking gives a shit? So that's how I felt with most of this stuff. It's like, you want to talk about the core, original 151 Pokemon or whatever. Like, yeah, alright. And then... you know, there was some stuff in, like, Gold and Silver that I thought, like, oh, those are neat characters, I guess. And then everything after that, I don't give a fuck. Digimon is better. I don't know the names of any Digimon. I don't know. I know jack shit about Digimon. My understanding is that they are digital monsters. Giga War Grandma. Alright. Well. I can't tell if you're lying or not, because those sound fake. Digimon always seemed like the GoBots of the fucking Pocket Monster Wars. Like, oh, we're doing it too! God, well... we already got Pokemon, so you guys... fuck off. Leader 1, we got Crasher, Psykill... those are the only GoBots I can name. I mean, there were the Rock Lords. There's a fucking rock that turns into a robot. Guess what? You unfold it, bam, there it is. That's a robot. Real hard stuff. That Pokemon fighting game, I don't know that I can... I don't know that I can support that. That seems... I feel like that's something I am interested in looking at and trying out just to know, but conceptually, like, I... just doesn't sound great. Never did. Just fucking make Pokemon Snap for the Wii U. Hold up the gamepad. Walk around. AR. Or something, since the range on the gamepad sort of sucks. I gotta move the Wii U into my office. It's been too long since I've played any Super Mario Maker. I want to get back to it. GPS have weather effect what Pokemon show up. I mean, that's what that Pokemon thing will end up being, right? That iOS game that they half announced, like the Ingress team or whatever. Is it Niantic's working on that, right? That's I'm not making that up. The Ingress people, Pokemon Go, right? Yeah. Could Pokemon Go be the location-based Pokemon Snap that we've all been waiting for? That's my news story headline. What do you think? How clickable does that sound? Does it sound like something someone might actually... I want to make the big dollars, so I've got to write the best headlines. You'll never believe what this mobile Pokemon game said next. Kardashian was rude to this Raichu outside of Spago last night. You won't believe what happens next. Has two Pikachus. Is one faster than the other? Does one have fire that shoots out of its dragon punches while the other one, I guess, just has electricity? please subscribe to my DeviantArt if you want to see the latest and greatest Darth Vader Pikachu mashups. Also, be sure to check out some of my other images, which cover what it might be like if Sonic the Hedgehog was a pretty lady. Yeah, I don't know, I guess, you know, Pokemon at some point just became one of those things. It's like, it's not really for me. That's fine. Like, I was sitting here just trying to think, like, what would the Pokemon game that I would want to play look like in, you know, 2016, 2017? At one point, I would have thought, man, it'd be cool if they tried to make a fighting game. You know, like after Pokemon Stadium was just fucking dumb. But now that they're doing that, like, I look at it like, oh, maybe not. And, you know, like, I don't know. I liked Pokemon Snap a great deal, and I would like to see another one of those. That's more or less it, though. Saying? I guess I shouldn't be surprised that it's, you know, that it continues to grow, or, you know, continues to flourish and do its thing, right? I mean, at the time, it didn't necessarily seem like it was that. Like, you knew it was a craze. Like, by the time it got to the U.S., it was like, this is the latest thing from Japan. It's huge. The kids love it. They're having seizures. It's the best. So, like, that story was already kind of in place when Red and Blue came out in the U.S. But it didn't, you know, at the time, it didn't necessarily feel like it was going to be this, like, gargantuan empire for decades either. So, that that's cool, I guess. I don't know. I don't know that I have an opinion on that one way or the other. Other than at the time, it certainly didn't. It felt like it would be a fad. It felt like oh, the kids are into this, and next year back to Pogs or you know whatever the fuck. I just want to play with my Tamagotchi and try to keep this fucking thing alive, so please leave me alone. 6 days. Kept that thing alive 6 days. It was longer than that. No, I but probably not much longer than that. I tried to take care of my Tamagotchi, it just didn't work out real well. I also had a Pokemon Pikachu, the Pokemon Mini. Actually, I never had the Pokemon Mini. I don't know that they sent that out to us for, like, review. Which is weird, because it's technically a cartridge-based gaming platform. But I had the little Pikachu Tamagotchi style thing. You can just sit there and shake it and give Pikachu more watts, feed him more watts. But yeah, my Tamagotchi maybe lasted a week or something, and then I put it back in its box. I still have a boxed up in, like, you know, not new, but complete in-box Tamagotchi. Somewhere that I bought, went through like twice, and then said, ah, nope. Back to Pogs. Practicing my devil sticks. Ugh. I mean, I gotta do something while I wear these really big pants, right? I'm not sure what Beyblade is. Is that the thing? It's like it's a top that spins and like that's how the things fight. I'm baffling. I thought the barcode stuff was cool. Like, I mean, the barcode battler and some of that stuff for, you know, monster fights and such. That was a cool idea, because it just led you just, like, digging around your house, going, like, I'm going to scan this. What's the kind of monster is this? It was the same kind of awesome appeal of, like, you know, Monster Hunter. Not Monster Hunter, Monster Rancher. surprised no one tried to make a new Monster Rancher style of game. Like, that seems like something that would have shown up in Greenlight by now. With someone going like, it's play your MP3s. And it'll make a monster. Though I guess maybe that's a little less interesting. Like, hey, double click on this file and it'll create a monster. What kind of physical thing could you have? I mean, you just do shitty QR codes or something. Blu-ray discs. Yes, bags of Doritos. Now you've... Yes. Okay. I think you found a way for us to get funding for our monster project. Amazon had that thing in their failed phone that you could just hold the phone up and look at things and it would match it up to products. So like if you looked at a box, the front of a box for something, it would know what it is. I wonder if you could do, I wonder if that's an API you could tap into, so you just could use any household object. Like, hey, here's this box of Tide, here's this DVD case. That to generate monsters. I mean, failing that, I wonder if anyone has, like, the I wonder if there's a patent on using barcodes to generate monsters for video games. You just go get Red Laser or any of the other kind of barcode scanning APIs that are out on iPhone. Build a game around it. Van Presto owns all the cool shit. Of fine PlayStation 1 games. And it's like, it's Van Presto and like Doraemon or something. I don't know what that company actually owns. I mean, I guess the real answer for the barcode style thing and that sort of thing to create monsters is that anyone making a game like that would rather sell you packs of virtual cards to get your monsters as opposed to just letting you freely scan whatever the fuck you want. It's probably just a better business thing. there have been, it seems like there's been a lot of updates to WWE Supercard, but I have not played it. Not since they introduced the Season 2 cards. Like, no, I don't, no more. You've expanded this in nightmarish ways that have made it even more of a hassle to enjoy. Card fusing and all this other stuff, just grinding upon grinding upon grinding. There's a new WWE game out on iOS that has soft launched in Australia called WWE Champions, and it appears to be a match 3 puzzle game while polygonal wrestlers fight at the top of the screen. And the iPhone, the store reviews make it sound fucking atrocious. So I want to see if that'll ever come out. Real dope dealers? For real?
Push it. Push it.
Mike will push it.
Y'all niggas move that dope. Y'all niggas move that dope. They move that dope. They move that dope. Y'all niggas move that dope. Y'all niggas move that dope. Y'all niggas move that dope. They move that dope. They move that dope. Y'all niggas move that dope. Y'all niggas move that dope. Y'all niggas move that dope. They move that dope. They move that dope.
Monkey. From 15 years old, I'm with any kitchens, watching my junkies. Pablo, but way before me goes. My dinner plates, no silverware. All you niggas, my e-hoes. Puff a kilo like a free throw. Crack house, I had the peephole. Made it through to the other side. Now nothing's big as my ego.
Young nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough. Make move that dough. And then she been exposed. The Gandalf hat and that's coming outside and the Buffalo. I know Gorilla with the triggers that's on a banana clip is a pack up with the biggest missile. These niggas is not over me. These niggas ain't weird. These niggas, these niggas ain't trying to hear. These niggas like, oh, these niggas, what you bring in this? These niggas is your weed and the lean niggas. She niggas, if you got two holes, you need to let one go. Two and four, you need to let one go. All these drones while y'all won't drop. Never out of the sky, I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'ma set one though. No, that boy, we need to let that go. That boy, I'm bending it, I'ma get that hoe.
Young nigga, move that dough.
Young nigga, move that dough. Baby, move that dough. Baby, move that dough.
Young
nigga, move that dough. Young nigga, move that dough.
Are you the rap game Saddam Hussein or rap games Adam Hussein? It's a pretty important distinction. So I would like to, I think Adam Hussein's, you know, he's in the top tier of members of the Goldie looking chain. I mean, if you had to pick, I mean, Adam Hussein is up there near the top. I think Eggsy's my favorite, to be honest. If we're ranking the members of the Goldie looking chain, I mean, I'd probably. But Adam Hussein is, you know, he's really good too. Play songs by Adam Hussein. Do I have any on here from his solo work?
Bubble Four is already in the streets. We're the chain gang. Using loads of slang, we got better cars than the one in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There's no floor chink in our fucking armor. Eggsy likes to fuck the local farmer. If you let us in your house, I wouldn't blink, because we'll nick more than your fucking kitchen sink.
It's the chain. It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang. Goldie looking chain with Adam Hussein. It's the chain. It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang. Goldie looking chain with Adam Hussein.
I broke the law once or twice before. Robbing from the rich and stealing from the poor. A public enemy, bring the noise. And check your head like the fucking Beastie Boys.
Private lines, business buy and sell. Cover road, and veins well. Gold chain around my neck. With a leisure suit and a pair of high tech.
It's the chain. It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang. Goldie looking chain with Adam Hussein.
The chain's all interlinked and we're locked down tight. Give you mix and draw and ganja and a light. We're the chain gang, back in your face. From the east side to the west side, you know you're all safe.
Well, it's Steiners, a new bar fish bar. A nice day out with your fucking grandma. Cardiff Road to Main D. Everybody knows it, the GLC.
It's the chain.
It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang, it's the chain. It's the chain gang. Probably looking chain with Adam Hussein.
Yes, Mystical back in his medieval vibe, using magical arts to chill with the tribe, or chain gang, as they're more commonly known. With sweet herbs and weed, we enter the zone, crossing the cosmos and transcending dimensions, mind-bending medicines too many to mention. Traveling the port and using the force, then we climb to Tambalam to return to the source.
It's the chain. It's the chain gang. It's the chain. It's the chain gang.
It's funny going back and listening to, you know, that's, look, the Goldie looking chain or not, masters of form, really. But it's interesting to go back and listen to, like, some of their earliest stuff and how fucking rough it gets. But they definitely got better at rapping as the years went on.
The Kalahaga and the Rusty Nail, the Argus and the Western Mail, the Bible and the Quran, edges off the sex down the local farm.
I got Leroy Fashions, it's better than Versace. I paid for gore, cause I tax them, see? Feeling the vibe.
Like, what else we got here? Well, I guess we've got to... play Goldie Lookin' Chain. There's that weird period with the Goldie Lookin' Chain where, like, kind of after they had their record deal and they put some stuff out, and then they were not on a record label anymore. They kind of started their own thing and seemed like they didn't have money to clear samples anymore, so kind of became a little synthy.
If you don't know where it is, go to
Michael get computed. Just round the corner from Acorn Recruited. Sanitary protection magazines or a Twix. There's some bloke on the door, looks like Neil from the Matrix. Homemade sandwiches and homemade pies. You get served after hours if he gives it the eyes.
But don't try and shoplift it. Don't go naked. The last person that did got a proper fucking ticket.
Loads of wicked people utilize the store. One bloke did try to start a fight before.
This banged up Toyota in front of me has a sticker on it that says Jesus es el Señor.
Polish meats, extra strength like a district on the streets. I even hang around out soft when it's cold. Stick my pieces down.
That's all.
What I'm gonna propose. The Bankwell Express, Bankwell Express. It's what you're in your mind, you get more for less. Bankwell Express, Bankwell Express. The soft drinks and crisps is the best. Bankwell Express, Bankwell Express. It's what you're in your mind, you get more for less. Bankwell Express, Bankwell Express. Bankwell Express, Bankwell Express.
Do they sell booze?
Yes!
Got porno mags to give you an erection and spotted dick in the frozen section. They got lager, cider, cherry coke. See me outside in Paul's caravan in the smoke. They sell sex, loot, scratch cards and chuck ices all at the mall. Look for shots, but it's so much more. I love going down there when I smoke the jaw. Three bottles for a tenner, red, pink, or white. What if you misses his legs? Open all night.
If you need tampons and you've got a heavy flow, the Bankwell Express is the only place to go.
I took some ecstasy and I went there shopping. Loved it so much, next week I'll double drop it.
It's fun to just hang outside on the street, because you never ever know who you're gonna meet. Sometimes I just bounce and hang around, because you never ever know.
Stuck in this tunnel.
My favourite thing about Newport is it's down to earth nature. Newport, you just go for pie in the lamb or the Meringer.
Newport is the base of modern democracy.
There's nothing like a chong on the street, on the street corner, and it all Chapel Parks and Chapel Parks, smack crack, Prozac, whatever you need. St. John's ambulance for lunch. Can't beat it.
Everybody seems to be moving to Cumran.
I love Newport, and the person I most respect is Terry from NatWest. He's a top dude.
I've seen loads of people kicked in. I did see a bloke put in a coma while I'd be beaten with a bottle.
Massive respect to Terry from NatWest.
I love Newport because I'm an adrenaline junkie.
Oh, nice one. I know a lot of people have been killed, but I've never actually seen it.
I love Newport and I'm going to stay here.
Newport, I fucking loves it.
You knows it.
That's the best place in the world, Newport. Love it.
From the dawn of time, they came, travelling slightly down through the centuries.
Also, over the years, there's a surprising amount of Goldie-looking chain material. Like, before they got a record deal and stuff, that there was kind of a lot already there.
I'm
not going to vouch for the quality of it.
I'm the worm.
Some people say that I never take a wife. Some people say that I lead the hard life. Man, machine, I don't need no sleep. In the VIP clubs every night of the week. Sipping to the stars is what I possess. I can get you access, I can do it for less. Kids will tell a story, tip off the front of the taxi. I'm on the dive.
My name, people say it ain't from Newport, cause they wanna be the same as us. Wearing
Cabba or Pringle? Have you ever had a fucking fight down the jingle? Or heard of the youth food? Or Anthony Moulton? He says you're from Newport, but I knows you're from Bolton. He says you're from Newport, take my advice. I knows you've only ever been to Sandy's twice. I don't care if you're from Swindon or if you're a bender. You gotta keep it real, don't be a pretender.
To the people over here,
to the people over there.
I'm sleeping two kinds of lion, crawling, crawling, perpetuate. Don't stare. Oh, you'll read these nights on Tess O'Connor. Fucking Melanie Sykes, bang, bang, like bullets from a noosey. I'll be a fist to death, bomb up the barrel on jacuzzi. We're gonna put you to the test. Keep the pots into your mouth and you've got the wild west. The chance you take, give me the money I left. You can't escape, bleed to death inside the Gwent. It's like putting your mother's like a with a crumb of beats. I've been abducted and raped, but it's what makes the space. Just Peter's brand to the expanded this door. With a goldy looking change, your name to Newport.
And we're born and raised in
Newport City. That's where I was born. Rocking the party with my tape of dog pong. Spin the decks, check the microphones. Girls throwing us bongs like we was Tom Jones. But we're not. With a goldy looking chain. Safe like Windsor Davis and never the twain. Newport's the town, Newport's the city. Whacked off by two girls on a number 9 to Spitty.
What's up, suckers?
Took half a gram of bass and 23 puggers. People saying they're from the MPT. Just cause they wanna be in the GLC.
This traffic here is fucked up. I cannot move.
Never leaves a trace. Coming straight in Newport. It's a goldie looking chain.
Motherfucker, we're about to put some salt in your game.
Yep. Two hats. He wore two hats. He literally wore two fucking hats. At the same time. It's a good dumb thing. I think he should sue 2 Chainz personally. This is a better song than 21 Seconds. Go here, what are we doing? Okay. Make it moves. Make it moves. I wonder if I do. I know I have it, I just don't know if it's on my phone. Play So Solid Crew. Terrible, terrible song.
I couldn't find So Solid Crew in your music.
That's probably for the best.
low like a priest trying to put a few on the gun.
I bought a CD single for 21 Seconds by So Solid Crew on a whim. I was at a Tower Records in London, and I was just like, I'm just going to go buy some fucking music I've never heard of and see how that goes. And the first fucking NERD album was out there. Like the one that was all synthy and not played real with real instruments. The first version of that album had come out there. I bought that. And I bought fucking, I was like, So Solid Crew, that looks, they look funny. And then bought it and was like, this seems rotten.
Proper little bags with ganja leaves on them, man. That's how I does it.
No, it don't work like that. No, you gotta give me the dollar.
Yeah, yeah, this is Ice-T on behalf of the GLC. If you all like words like Drippy Willy, Front Bottom, Runny Poo, Skidmark, Big Brown Skidmark, Big Brown Skidmark in your mama's pants, then don't listen to this motherfucking album.
To the GLC fans, do without fucking fun. We're the ones who sent us right to ban. Saying they were shit was far too sick. Fuck you all.
We'll stream it. We'll stream it.
What's your laugh for that?
I remember buying this and being, well, I remember being satisfied, I guess. Buying it and going like, yeah, this is terrible. I mean, I kind of figured it would be. So it was a chance encounter with this song is the only reason why hearing that GLC song makes any sense. Like, oh, it's a parody of, oh, okay, it's a parody of the one fucking British rap song I've ever heard. Weird.
Seconds to track this rhyme in time. First of all, I'm gonna pick up the ladies looking slender and fine. Mine, don't give me no deadline. Give me some more time. Give me 29 seconds to track this rhyme. I bet MC's waiting line. I wrote them as 21. I've got 21 seconds and my vocals done. Two more deadline by 10 plus 1. Romeo done.
I got 21 seconds to pass the mic. I got 21 seconds to say what I gotta say. You know not me anyway. Now I won't hesitate. So sorry.
Did they ever time these verses? See if they really were 21 seconds. Worship the devil. What?
I gotta key, to them I feel my peak, can you feel me? Trends have not changed, I ain't there with the 21
sex, the more better, aight? You don't know, you don't know. Songs in the crew, we run the show. And if you don't know, please let me know, please let me know. Scare me, don't snitch, no need to go to the feds to get rich. I just lay on the track and insert the hit and get paid all day long.
I got 21 seconds to go, I got 21 seconds to go. Cause if you love me, let me know, let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go. Did you see me in the video? Oh no, did you see me in the video? Oh no. So if you love me, let me know, let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go. Did you see me on the video? Oh no, did you see me on the video? Oh no. So if you love me, let me know, let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go.
21 seconds. All right. Yeah, I guess on some level it does make me just want to listen to Buck Bumble. So I'm going to go inside and do that. I recommend you do the same and have a wonderful day. And I'll see you later.